This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 17. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7. I have five different translations of the same verse. The New American Standard Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." EXB translates, "Knowledge begins with respect, fear, all for the Lord." The Voice says, "The worship of the Eternal One, the one true God, is the first step toward knowledge." The Message Bible says, "Start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God." And Amplified Bible says this, "The reverent fear of the Lord, that is, worshiping Him and regarding Him as truly awesome, is the beginning and the preeminent part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence." End of quotes. I understand TeachBible.org has several young listeners around the world. I received an enormous number of friend requests from school and college students and those in the early life stage. I know many of you are in school, college, or an entry-level career, and consequently acquiring knowledge and wisdom. The question is this: is there a secret to gathering knowledge and become a successful person in life? Of course, there is one. Today's Bible Insight says, you start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fear means high respect, honor, and worshipful attitude toward God. This is the first step. You honor God. You think about Him and His Word in the Bible very highly. You start your days, your studies or work with God by praying and reading His Word, the Bible. You see, as you read the Bible, keep a notebook or a diary near you, because God speaks to you in those beautiful and quiet times of your life. Ask what God says to me through these verses, and then you can write what He teaches you from His Word every day. Then ask the question, how can I apply what I learned today? Could you write it down? And then try to remember or reflect on what He taught you, and then begin applying slowly and steadily. If you continue doing this, you will discover you have more knowledge and wisdom than your friends, even in a short period of time. One day, you will end up having more knowledge and wisdom than even your teachers and bosses. Now, you got the secret for your school, college, and career success. Begin practicing what I explained above. God is going to lift you as He did to Daniel and Joseph. Practice a God-centered and God-honoring lifestyle early in life. You may have noticed the TeachBible.org has a tagline on its homepage. It says, "To know the Bible is to know God. To know Christ is to know God personally." As you read and understand the Bible, you are learning the unsearchable depth of God's knowledge and wisdom. As you know more about Christ through its pages, you know God personally and intimately. The result is an immense capacity and storage of knowledge and wisdom in all your ways of life. Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, you said to start with you, and you said the first step in learning is bowing down to you. I obey and I worship you. I honor you and your eternal word in the Bible. I know when I know Jesus, I know you personally and intimately. I know Jesus and I believe in Jesus because He came down to this world, died and rose again for my sins and shortcomings to make me reconciled to you. Lord, please forgive my sins and help me start my day with you and your words in the Bible. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.